We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, and we're starting beginning of the Amud from the Mishnah. Heviu lefanav meliach. He brought in front of him a meliach. Pashas means something that's salty, let's say like a herring. Tchila or pas imoy, and a bread with it. Mevarach ha-meliach, and make a bracha on the herring. Upaytes a pas, and that bracha will pata the pas. Why? Shapas tfeiloy. The pas is a tuffle to it. And Zehaklal, the Mishnah says, Kol shu ikar v'imay tfeila, anything you have an ikar, and imay tfeila, mavarach al ikar, you make a bracha on the ikar, paites a tfeila, and the bracha on the ikar goes not only on the ikar, goes on the tafel also. And right now the Mishnah thinks that when you eat a herring and you eat a piece of bread with it, that's a tafel. So Gemara says, Kasha, mika midi dava meliach ikar, pas tfeila, how could it be that you're eating bread, and the meliach is the ikar, and the pas is the tfeila? Anytime you're eating bread, that's always the ikar, because that's a chosh of a thing, so it can't be a tafel. So how could we say that it's potter with the bracha of shahakol, and it's potter with the bracha without making a bracha on pas. Pas is always the ikar. Amar Rav Acha Reider Rav Aviru Amar Rav Ashi Ba Oichli Peres Gnoisa Shanu. We're talking about that he ate Peres Gnoisa, and Peres Gnoisa is very very sweet. And since it was very sweet, the Peres Gnoisa Shanu, he had to eat a salty thing because it was too sweet. And once he ate the salty thing, it was too bitter. If it was too bitter, he had to have pas to take it away. So really, the whole purpose of this eating was the peiros gnoisa, which is more chashav, very chashav peiros, more chashav than pas. That's one way to mafarish the Gemara, which Tosfos sounds like learns the Gemara this way. So Tosfos just asked, M. Cain, so why are you making a bracha on the meliach? You should make a bracha on the peiros. He says the case was, he ate the peiros, and you didn't think about the meliach or the pas. But then all of a sudden, you started getting too sweet, getting a sweet attack. So you had to have something bitter, some salty thing to take away the sweetness. So you took the salty thing, and the salty thing left the bitterness in his mouth. He had to wash it down. He took the pas to wash it down. And that's where the pas is mamash tafel. Rashi and the Ben Yonah mash a little different shot, that the peiros itself was salty. Meliach means they made the peiros itself salty. And therefore, you ate the peiros that was very salty. You needed the pas to take it down. The peiros itself were very salty. Now, and that's very chashuv. It's more chashuv than pas. They needed a pas to wipe it down. That's why the pas on top of. There was no meliach, no herring here. No herring here, just a peiros that meliach. That's what Rabbi Yonah has come out with first, and that's how they learn Rashi also like that. Rashi sounds like that also. And therefore, your answer is Tosfos Kasha. Why make a bracha meliach? Making the bracha meliach is making bracha on the peiros. That answers Tosfos Kasha automatically. But like upon him, this is the sugi of the ikar v'tafel right here. And Avad, that's a very big sugi in halacha. But basically, just to speak out, Bezman HaZeh, it's basically not negay, such a type of tafel. Because you hear the only purpose of eating the pas is to wipe down your throat. There's no such thing anymore. These days, when you eat herring and crackers, you like both of them. Even if you like herring better, it's still not called ikar v'tafel. Even if you like herring better, even just to enhance the herring, it's not called ikar v'tafel. Because a mezonos or a pas can't be an ikar v'tafel in that way. Can't be a tafel in that way. So therefore, anytime someone eats herring and crackers, of course, you make two brachas. And if anything, there'll be a tzad to make one bracha just from a zonis, if anything. But ma'aseh the halacha is make two brachas. Amarav bracha. Now we have a little like discussion about peiros gnoiser. They're found in Eretz Yisrael. They're very sweet peiros. We're going to tell you all about these peiros. Amarav bracha. Ki avazlina basreid Rav Yechanan. When we were going behind Rav Yechanan, lemechel peiros gnoiser. He was going to eat peiros gnoiser. Ki avina be'meya. So the talmidim were helping Rav Yechanan gather the peiros gnoiser. Rav Yechanan was one who was eating it. When we were 100 Talmidim, we each gathered 10 of these peiros, altogether 1,000. We only 10, we each picked 100, also altogether 1,000. Every 100 of these peiros have a machzlut sana bar tlosa savi. Each 100 of these peiros filled up a basket, 3 saw big, a very big basket. And Rabbi Yechon ate these peiros, and he swore like Tom Zuna that he didn't even taste any food, any sustenance. Right, Zuna Sakadaita, he didn't taste anything, he ate 1,000 peiros. Ela'ema Mazoina, he still wasn't full, he still didn't have enough Mazoinas. That's how sweet these peiros were, they were so geschmack, they were so light and so geschmack that he didn't get full from eating all those peiros. Rabbavo Ochel Adahava Shorek Le Duduva Ma'ofse. When he ate it, he got his head got so like sweaty from excitement that a bug just slipped right off it. Slipped right off his forehead. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, have a achli adonos mezeu. They ate it until the hair fell out. Rav Shem Malakash have a achli adonorid until he went crazy from the sweet peiros. Vamlu Rav Yechon told Ben Isia, Rav Shlokash, is an is in trouble over here. He ate too much. He's like Ilu, he's drunk. V'amashad le'Rav Yehuda Nasiya Balushi v'Abasher, used to send like a group of chevro ma'isla le'basin to bring him to the house. So this whole Gemara, Kapsuta, is very hard to understand. It means they ate a lot of peris. So some say, a pisoi, that it means every time you eat peris, you take out the ruchnias, and these peris are so ruchnias, they took out all the netzaitzes. You have to look at the svarim that explain this Gemara, and you can't learn Ramas Kapsuta. So Gemara Vaitik, Osir Abdimi Omar, Ir Achas Hoyslo Yane HaMelech, Bahar HaMelech, more of the praise of Eretz Yisrael, how big and nice Eretz Yisrael was. Ir Achas, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Hoysel Yaneh HaMelech. Yaneh HaMelech owned the city, Bahar HaMelech, in the mountain called Har HaMelech. So you might see mimeno shishim ribui safle tarius. They used to bring 600,000 buckets of tuna fish, l'ktsutzit teinim, Merav Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. They had a whole group of people there cutting teinim. So many people that you needed 600,000 buckets of tuna to feed them every week. Rabban said that they had a ilon on Hoyle Le'ani Melech Bahar HaMelech. Shahim Aridin Mimenu Arba'am Sa Goizlois Mesholish Brechois Bechoydash. They had this tree in Har HaMelech that every day they took down 40 Sa, the 40 Sa of Goizlois. Every month they had 40 Sa of Goizlois from three brechos, which means they give birth three times in a month, and at three times a month, they landed up with 40 sa of chicks, of little little birds, to eat every month. That's how much it produced. The birds, even in the trees, produce a lot. There was a city there, it's all called Gufnes. There was 80 peers, which means 160 brothers, married 160 sisters, and they were kahanim, and the wives were kahanois, were daughters of kahanim. And what are we saying with that? So we see from here how many people were there. If you have 160 pairs of brothers and sisters, it means there are a lot of people, because it's not common for brothers and sisters to marry each other. If there are that many, so it must have been a lot of people there. It must have been a lot of people. And also the Mashal speaks out that they dafka married a kohen to kahanis who wanted to be mumu yuchas. When they got in Bavel, Mesura ben Ardoi, they didn't find like a brother and sister married to each, like the two families, two brothers married two sisters, besides for Bansi Darab Chista, Dam Sivan Ram Machama, or Ma'ukva Achama, which was a brother, and married also to the daughter of Chista. So Chista had two son-in-laws that were sons of Chama. So you see the type of two brothers married two sisters. Even though they were Kahanim, Iulay have a Kahani. Even though, I'm not sure who was Kahanim, if it was Rav Chama or Rav Chista, one of them was Kahanim, the other one wasn't Kahanim. The girls were Kahanim, the Rav Chista was Kahana, but the boys, the Chassanim, were not Kahanim. Omer Rav, Kol Suda Sheim Melach, and a Suda, any Suda doesn't have salt there, it's not a Suda, Mechia Ba'abar Mechon, Kol Suda Sheim Bay Sarif, Sharif Ein a Suda. It's like some kind of soup. If you don't have soup, it's not a suda either. Or it means a drink. It could be, we had before, you have to have mayim melech. It could be similar to that. But here it sounds like you have to have a soup. If you don't have that, it's not a suda. So now we're going to the sugya of bracha achroina. Until now we had bracha rishoina. Now the end of the perek deals with bracha achroina. Ochal anovim v'te'enev rimoinim. These are three fruits of the shivas haminim, the special meaning that are in Israel. Grapes, figs, and pomegranates. You ate this? Mavarach achrayim sholish brachas. You bench after Shivas Aminim. Divrei Rav Gamliel. You hold your bench after you eat the Shivas Aminim. V'chomayim rim bracha achas me'en sholish. You make al ha'etz. Al ha'etz v'apri ha'etz. That's the bracha you make. You make me'en sholish, which is, like we call al ha'michya. It's al ha'etz on the Shivas Aminim. Rav Akiva, you may fill okol sholuk. Even if you ate a cooked vegetable, humuzoyni, and it sustains you, mavarach al sholish brachas, you bench. Now, Mr. goes now by the water. You drink water because you are thirsty. We'll see what that comes lafuke later on at the end of today's Amabez. You drink water because you're thirsty. You make a shakin nevar. You make a burn of fashis. Now, pashup pshad sounds like Rav Tarfon holds as a bracha rishoina. And that's Tesis Mepharish later on. That the Tanakhama says the bracha rishoina on water is shakin nevar. Rav Tarfon holds a bracha rishona is bar defoshes rabbis v'chasroina. That's what Tosis learns later on Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph. That's the pshat. Tosis is a master of Tarfon. Sagt die Gemara weiter. My time with the Rabbi Gamliel. What's the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel who holds that you have to bench on Shivas Aminim? What's the pshat? Sagt, we had this Rabbi Gamliel before. We had it a few blocks ago. We had this Rabbi Gamliel. But now I say, what's the reason for this Rabbi Gamliel? The chsiv says in the pasuk, Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira. It says all the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira, Gefen V'Tein Rimon, Eretz Yisham V'Dvash. That's pasuk ches. The next pasuk says, Eretz Ashloit Miskeinu Sechel Ba'alechem Asesekal Ba'al, or Eretz Yisham V'Nabazel, Maharat Tachsim Nechoshes. And next pasuk says, V'Chalta V'Savata Uvei Rachta. Going back in all Shivas Aminim pastures. Let's see inside my time. We will accept Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira. We accept Eretz Ashloit Miskeinu Sechel Ba'alechem. Accept V'Chalta V'Savata Uvei Rachta Shem Lekecha. So it's mashma. You have to bench even on the Shivas Aminim. Rabbanah, no. Eretz Hivsik Inyan. It says in between Eretz that's mafsik, and that says that achal v'zvat v'rachta is only going back on lechem, which is after the word of eretz ashaloi v'meskenus teichabal lechem. Rav Gamliel nami eretz hefsekin isn't eretz mafsik. Says you're right. Bahuma boyle teaches different thing. Lemuta koisus achita. That teaches us that the chita that says in the shivas aminim has to be lechem, and not. If you chew the chita itself, it's not bread, then you also make main shalosh only, according to Rav Gamliel, and your own bench. Omar v'yakev v'idir omar achnina, kol shu mechameshus haminim, anything that's from the five minim, five grains, and Rashi explains that these five grains are included in chita and tzoira. He says, kusmin, which is spelt, is a min chita, and shabayel shul, which is oats, and shifan, which is rye, is a type of barley. So all part of shivas haminim, that's why they're going to have main shalosh. Kol shu mechamesh haminim, or anything that's from the five grains, you know, any cake that's made out of five grains, must tchila varach al varim mezenis, you make a varim mezenis, but we'll say barach achas ben shalosh, and afterwards you make al hamichya. Omar Rabba Bar Mori, or Meshuvah Levi, kol shu meshuvah saminim, anything that's from the shuvah saminim, men tchila varach bar preitz, you make a bar preitz before you eat it, we'll say barach achas ben shalosh, like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that you make a ben shalosh after the shuvah saminim. Only a bailer of Dimi, mind you, how does a bracha of Achaz Menchalosh, how does it go? What's the nusach of the bracha of Allah Eitz? Omlei, this is what you say. A peri, the eitz, you say Allah Eitz, Val Pri Eitz, Val Tnuva Sasoda, Val Eretz Chem Tev Rechava, you thank Hashem for Eretz Shal, Shinchach Lav Yisenu, Lechom Priyav, Zvayim Tva, to eat the peris and to be satisfied from the goodness, Rachim Hashem Lakinu Shal Mecha, Val Yishlaim Recha, Val Kutashecha, Val Mazachecha, the Sibani Yishlaim Rekachecha Vayimenu, and Yishlaim she got rebuilt from her Yimenu, Ba'alenu Secha, V'samchenu Ba, Ki Atah Toiv Meitiv L'Koil, that's what you say. That's all what you say on pre-8s. The Chamesh Yisminim, Al HaMichyo, Ba'al HaKolo, Ba'al Tnuva Sasoda, Ba'al Eretz Chem Tov, you continue the same thing, V'chulu. V'choysim, and you end off, Al HaOretz, Ba'al HaMichyo. Then the Gemara asks, Michto Maichosim, how do you end off the bracha? And Rashi explains the question is, because it's two things. Al-Oretz v'al-Michir, Al-Oretz v'al-Peris is two things. How do you know that I say two things? So the question is, my chasim just said, he said Al-Oretz v'al-Michir. What's the question? So there is some who said Al-Oretz v'al-Michir doesn't mean the chasim. It means, just like we say, Ki atah Hashem toy meit v'akov, Al-Oretz v'al-Michir, Baruch at Hashem Al-Oretz v'al-Michir. It means before the Baruch at Hashem, that's what means of chasim. And now we're asking, how do you say my chasim Baruch at Hashem? That's one pshat. It's found in the guys in the back, but only on the Maznaim Gemara, not on the Gemara, not the this Gemara. But the other Pshat, they say, the Rosh Yosef says Pshat, that Al-Aretz v'al-Michir, we understand, that's not double speak. Why? Because Al-Aretz and the Michir, that comes out of the Aretz, because grain comes straight out of the ground. The Peres comes out of a tree, so maybe it's like double speak. That's Mara's question. My Chosim, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Omar Rav, just like the Chosim, Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh, we say two things, that Hashem was Mekadesh Yisrael, who in turn had the koyach to make Rosh Chodeshim. So hachamai here by Peres, what do you say? Rav Chisdama al aretz v'al Peres seha. You could say two things. Now it's me like this. What's Loshon Peres? You say Rav Chisdama al aretz v'al Peres seha. Rav Yechonama al aretz v'al Peres. Rav Chisda, who is from Babel, said we thank Hashem for the aretz and the Peres of the aretz of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yechonama al aretz v'al Peres. Don't say Peres seha. So the question is, what's the two girsis? Rav Aaron like plig, it's amach like this. Halon haluhu. Rav Chista was talking for the Bnei Bavel. And Rav Yechon was talking for Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though Rav Chista said Peres Sehel, which sounds like Eretz Yisrael's Peres, he was talking for Bnei Bavel, and Rav Yechon was talking about for the Eretz Yisrael type of people. Maskev Nachman Yitzchok, Inu Achli, what do you mean? The Bnei Bavel eating Vanam Rechina, where Inu Achli, the Eretz Yisrael eat it, Vanam, we make a bracha for them? It doesn't make sense. Ella epoch, you have to switch around. This is how it goes. Rav Chista amal aretz v'al peiros, because he's in Babel. Thank Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, and it's Peiris. Therefore, Lachol Ma'aseh, if you eat Peiris from Eretz Yisrael, you have to make Aretz Al Peirisah. Because that's going Aretz Yisrael to get Peiris. But if you eat the Peiris of Chutz La'aretz, then you say Aretz Ba'al Peiris. And so Tosfos speaks out also about Al HaGefen, which is now in our Gemara. It's the Sukkot Machoik is showing him if on grape on wine, do you say Al HaEitz or you say Al HaGefen? And Ma'aseh, Tosfos brings down the tie to say Al HaGefen. And also Tosfos at the end brings down in the middle, he brings down Shaila if you have to mention Shabbos Yontif. He brings down Machlokes about that. And also, he speaks out that if you eat all three things, let's say you eat, you know, Mezainis and Eitz and Geffen, you should include them all in the Bracha.